Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love having you along on this Friday night. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we continue with our conversation with Brian Jones from CBS Sports. We're talking about the Big 12 Conference. Hey, they're supposed to be a power conference. I wanted you to weigh in on, Brian, I'm not sure if you heard LSU's head coach Les Miles, his comments this past week, that he said that his school, they are fortunate to have players drafted in the NFL, unlike some universities in Texas. Your thoughts?
You got to love Les. I love it. And I'm sure that was all said. It's fun, but people are going to take digs at you. You're supposed to be the University of Texas. You're an iconic program. You've got a long, successful history. And it is embarrassing, as I said earlier. And so I'm not surprised that Les Miles and other folks, when they take shots at our university, you know, we prop ourselves up, at least the previous regime, and, you know, act like we were much better than we actually were, especially on the field. And so people are going to take shots, not surprised. And like that jackass in a hailstorm, we're just going to have to hunker down and take it until this new regime can turn the football program around.
Okay, so let's talk about the leadership of head coach Charlie Strong. 3 first-rounders from Louisville. I mean, that certainly is a testament to his ability not only to develop talent, but to hopefully get this program steered in the right direction.
Yeah, how about that? The guy had 3 first rounders, as you mentioned, a number of other players drafted off of that football team as well. And what I'm hearing, Big E, I'm loving. And I was actually down in Austin for our Longhorn Letterman's weekend last month and got to meet Coach Strong and some of the staff and just talking to the staff and talking to some parents of players on that football team. They have ratcheted up the intensity there. Are they going to win a national championship? As Coach Strong said, no, we're not next season. Don't even think we are. But they're going to be a much more physical football team. They're going to have an identity, and that's something they have not had. I've maintained for a long time that Texas, no one could tell me what their core philosophy was. Well, we know what the core philosophy is going to be for Charlie Strong and his new brand of Longhorn football, and that's being mentally and physically tough, paying attention to detail, and that's going to be their foundation. So it's heading in the right direction. Coach Strong and some of the staff just ended a little 14-15 city tour throughout Texas, and I thought that was a great idea for him to familiarize himself as well as the fans to familiarize themselves with the new head coach. So it's going in the right direction. So we got a foundation. We've got a core philosophy. That's what you have to start with.
You know, Brian, we focus on the University of Texas, the new leadership of head coach Charlie Strong, and how he looks to reverse the fortunes. But overall, Texas high schools, I mean, they have a very strong reputation with a talent pool, a feeder into the Big 12 Conference. And now so many of these premier players are heading out of state. What needs to change in terms of that?
Well, that's always going to happen. And Texas is going to get its fair share. It already has. You look at the recruits that are committed thus far for next signing day in February. We got some pretty good names on there, so they're going to come. And Texas will always get its fair share because, yes, it is the University of Texas. And there's so much talent in the state of Texas. You look at this draft. We talked on my radio show the other night about 50% of the guys drafted in the NFL draft came from 5 states: Texas, Florida, California, Ohio, and Georgia. So Texas has plenty of athletes to share. You just want to make sure you get the best ones as possible, being mindful that you're not going to always get the top guys, but you get enough of them, and you'll be fine if you coach them up and develop them. So it's always been like that. You look at your alma mater. Mm-hmm. I mean, the majority of that roster, where are they from? They're from Texas. So we've always had enough to share, and that will continue because it is a great high school system in the state of Texas. It's a very competitive system, and it continues to grow. I understand they may be going to a 6A level.
Brian Jones with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show from CBS Sports, the NFL college football analyst. And Brian, where can our listeners across the country, where can they connect with you?
Television, as far as that, I'm done until August when we start our preview shows on on CBS and getting ready for the SEC on CBS. And I'm also, in addition to being on CBS, I'm on CBS Sports Network.
It's probably nice to exhale just a little bit, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, it is great. Trust me. These crazy fans we have to deal with, you got these SEC nuts who think if you don't pick their team on a particular week, you're hating on them. It's amazing. And I just laugh at some of these folks. And I have plenty of friends that you have played at SEC schools, and they've never given me any grief. It's only the knuckleheads who've never donned a uniform that give you the grief.
Well, the dominance of the SEC, 8 years in a row with the most draftees with 49, and you were just giving us your evaluation of why the SEC continues to stride out and delivers the most first-rounders. But I want to talk about the trend in terms of the priority of players. 19 players selected in the first round this year were defensive players, and we're seeing more and more of that. That's the third consecutive year where we're seeing a double-digit defensive players going in that first round.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to put pressure on these quarterbacks. And yes, it's a passing league, but I still think that's a misnomer because you look at the last two Super Bowl winners, they had dang good running games. That was Baltimore with Ray Rice and also this past season, Marshawn Lynch with Seattle. And so that's going to be a big key still is running the ball. But, yeah, you've got to have some guys who can stop the run, guys who can play in space because you see these more wide-open offenses. And then the defense, you know, it's a nice trend that's going on, interesting dynamic, where the college game is pretty much dictating to the pro game now. And it's usually the other way around, but you've got such dynamite athletes and they're playing and concentrated on their sport year-round, unlike when I was growing up where we went from sport to sport and didn't just really concentrate on one sport like mm-hmm. they do now. And so these guys are so athletic and they're playing against the Oregons, if you will. You know, Oklahoma likes to spread you out and chunk it around, although they still like a balanced offense. So these defensive guys are becoming a premium, especially at the outside linebacker and those rush ends, so they can put pressure on these quarterbacks. So I think that's a trend that's going to continue.
NFL college football analyst with CBS Sports, Brian Jones, is along with us at YSR. Of course, he himself was a standout in the NFL and at the University of Texas. But right now, let's talk about some offense and the selection of Johnny Manziel. I thought the Cleveland Browns did a very good job of maneuvering up and down the draft. I mean, they acquired three top-tier talents.
Yeah, you know, you look at Oklahoma State and then Justin Gilbert, the corner they got in the first round. And Justin's just an exciting, outstanding cornerback. And he had 7 picks on the season 2. He returned for touchdowns. That young man should be a pretty good fit there on the opposite side of Joe Hayden, who just received a big contract from the Browns. But I've always been a big fan of Manziel's. It hurts me to say that as a Longhorn, but you know, game has to recognize game, and the guy is just a phenomenal player, and I hate it listening to all this trash talk about the young man and his work ethic. He proved everyone wrong a year ago in the midst of all the controversy about autograph gate. He proved them wrong by going out and posting better numbers than he did 2 seasons ago. So he pays attention to his craft. He has the work ethic you want, and I think he's going to bring a tremendous swagger to that football team. Yeah, he's going to have to come in like all rookies do and learn the NFL way, and there's going to be a learning curve, but I think he's going to be a good fit for them.
Well, and certainly a lot of curiosity of when Johnny will start. Well, we're flat out of time, Brian. We sincerely appreciate you joining us on a Friday night. I send our best to Gladys, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Okay, thanks, Bri.
All right, Big E, you got it. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.